What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google. Where do you get all the confidence from now?
That's a good question. You know, talking about my old story, I always had a false sense of confidence. Like, I really did think I was awesome. You know, for what reason? I don't know. But what I can say is that that's always carried along with me. You know, I think being an athlete when I was young is a big part of it. My dad is in the USA Wrestling Hall of Fame, you know, the real sport of wrestling, not WWE or anything like that. You know, so I literally from the age of 6 or 7, I grew up as a wrestler and was very competitive. I grew up with a pretty severe skin condition and had to fight through that and was always just the underdog, but was consistently proving to myself, like, I can figure this out. You know, I can take care of myself. My parents split up when I was about 10 years old and I was, you know, my family was kind of separated. Like, I went with my mother to Florida and lived there, you know, and really lived a tough life down in Orlando, Florida. Now there's always somebody that has it worse, you know, so, you know, there's only so much I can say about that, but life was not great down there. And, you know, my brother and my dad stayed here in Virginia where I live now. And I think that that really shaped my adult life, because as a kid, I'm the one who has to figure out how I'm getting to school and walking to school on my own, you know, and that may sound like ridiculous, but like, man, when you live in the area that I did and you're walking to school by yourself as an 11-year-old kid, when you get home, you're having to figure out how to make dinner for yourself because your mom's at work and, you know, you're in a school where you don't know anybody. You know, I was constantly moving schools and having to meet new people. I got expelled in 6th grade and then in 7th grade had to go to a detentionary school in Orlando and I was taking the public bus to school. So I was getting on the public bus in the morning, you know, with people who are riding to work. You know, these are adults and I'm sitting there as an 11-year-old kid with my headphones on, listening to Eminem, riding to 7th grade that was 30 minutes away, going to this school. I'm one of the only white kids there, getting into fights and stuff, being picked on because I'm the minority. As a white male, I'm the minority in that school, just because of the area that I was in. And I think it really shaped like who I am today. And I think I've been fortunate enough to become a very dynamic individual. And there's the side of me that really loves everybody because I've been really fortunate to see a lot of different angles of people's lives. You know, I've lived in a middle-class family. I've lived in poverty. You know, I've lived in different areas of the country. I've been to lots of different schools and now I'm experiencing the other side of life, which is what is it like to become successful and make a lot of money and run your own business. And so it's just been quite a journey. And I think a lot of that has given me an insane amount of confidence, like real confidence, almost to the point where it's an arrogant level of confidence. You know, I read a book about Steve Jobs and his life that was written by Walter Isaacson. And there's a chapter in there where they talk about Steve Jobs' confidence in what he does. And the chapter is titled Reality Distortion Field. And out of anything I've ever read in my entire life, it's probably the one thing that I felt like I connected with on a personal level the most out of anything I've ever read, because the way that Steve Jobs was is he literally didn't believe in reality in a sense. Like when he wanted to do something, he was almost so ignorant in his belief that he thought it could be done that he almost willed it into existence. You know, he would force his engineers to figure these things out. And he would not take no for an answer. And I think now, you know, I've kind of leveled that out with real business experience. But in the beginning, you know, when we're talking about 2014 through 2016, when I went from being a kid that never had any money in his bank account to now, you know, making 20, 30 grand a month at 26 years old, I genuinely believe that it was because I aligned with that way of thinking. Like I was almost so ignorant and so, crazy in my belief in myself that it was able to happen. I didn't need anybody else. And I mean, I'm not kidding. I was so obsessed. Like I cut off everybody and every single minute of every day was focused on trying to figure this thing out and make this work. And I started with, you know, a shitty ass laptop and a Boost mobile cell phone. And that was where I started, you know, and now I've got an office and all the technology in the world that I need. And a lot has changed, but that's where my confidence comes from. It's, you know, definitely a little bit of just my personality that I think I was born with, combined with like learning, you know, like, I don't want to sound like Ty Lopez where I'm saying knowledge, dude, knowledge, but it is that, you know, it is that. It's like when you take the time to educate yourself, you realize what's possible and you just make it simple and you put your blinders on and just focus on achieving one thing and you literally just do it constantly until it happens, then you can move on to the next thing. And that was kind of my approach to trying to figure out a way to become successful in all of this.
So I like that you mentioned that you've seen a lot of different sides of life and that a lot of your confidence comes from that, because I can resonate with that very well. Because I mean, I've been addicted to drugs, I've been suicidal, I've been the plug, but I've also hung out in penthouses with millionaires and even a couple billionaires. And honestly, that has given me a very vast understanding of people just at a very high level. So I can understand how a whole lot of confidence can be carried over from that. So I resonate with that, man.
Cool, man. Yeah, damn, you're hanging out with billionaires, dude. You got to step up.
A couple times.
That's awesome. The only billionaire I've ever hung out with was Marcus Lemonis, who I'm a massive, massive fan of. But yeah, that was maybe a little 5-minute conversation that I got to have with him. That was about it.
Yeah, that's usually how it is. I've been very lucky, and I mean, you might not know this, but I'm actually 22, so it's kind of interesting. A lot of these like very high level people tend to see me doing what I do, and they say, "Hey, I wasn't doing that when I was 22. What the hell?"
Yeah. No, that's awesome, man. I mean, you know, I've got a lot of young guys and girls that ask me, you know, for advice, and recently my content has like blown up on TikTok and I'm getting more messages than I ever have. You know, but one of the big questions is like, how can I be successful? How can I make more money? And it's like, it's such a vague question, because in order to answer that, you have to know somebody on an individual level,
man.
You know, and it's insanely difficult. But, you know, I wish that when I was 18 to 22 years old, that I was thinking about the stuff that you're thinking about now. You know, I wish I was trying to get in the room with people that were, you know, thinking on a different level and that were smarter than me and that were more successful than me. I didn't give a shit about that, man. Like, not at all. My priorities back then were, you know, where am I going to get $20 to buy a case of beer, and where is the party, and, you know, what do I have to do to hit on this girl, and how can I pay this little $30 Boost Mobile cell phone bill, you know, so that I can keep texting my friends. You know, I didn't even have a driver's license, dude. I didn't even have a car. You know, I was just riding around the city collecting shit out of dumpsters and flipping it and selling it for money. You know, like, that's the type of shit I was doing. And my only focus was, how can I get 10 or 20 bucks to buy myself a hot dog from the gas station, or, you know, nachos from the gas station, and, you know, buy a 6-pack or 12-pack of beer, and then off to go party. Like, that was it, man. My rent was $100 a month in the place that I live. So anybody who's even just thinking differently than that has a huge advantage, and there's no reason that they can't become far more successful than me now, or as successful as I will ever be, because they have such an advantage with time and just thinking about this at such a young age. You know, my good friend Casey Adams, I met him when he was 16. And, you know, he used to come into my office all the time and ask me, you know, for marketing advice, and, "Hey, what do you think about this? And what do you think about that?" And he would just come in and hang out, and we became friends. And he was so much younger than me. I was 25 and he was 16 at the time. Dude, and the kid now, you know, he's got 500,000 followers. He's doing huge brand partnerships. He's interviewed some of the most famous people on the planet, including like Larry King, and the guy's killing it, dude. And he'll be a millionaire before he's 25, like, guaranteed, you know? And it's not even about the money. It's because, like, when he was a kid, he just figured out what he enjoyed to do. You know, it's not about being like, you know, somebody like yourself that's 22 and somebody like myself that's 31, we've got bills to pay. You know, when you're 16, you don't have those bills. When you're 17, 18, you don't really have those bills. Most likely, you know, like, if we're talking about 80% of people, like, most of those people, especially if you live in America, you don't have those bills. You're living at home with mom and dad, and you can find what you love to do. and at least get started. You know, it doesn't mean you're going to love that thing forever. You may start out loving video games and try to make that your career. And then you turn 35 and you realize like, oh, I don't want to do this. I'm going to do something different, you know, but people have a huge advantage. And somebody like yourself that's focusing on that stuff, I think that's amazing.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lechter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.